Hare Krishna.
Liberalism is not always inclusive. It can very well be exclusive. In today's intellectual ethos, liberals often occupy the high moral ground because they portray as if they are broad-minded and accommodating, whereas they portray that the conservatives are often narrow-minded and intolerant, because the conservatives, they have their own belief systems based on which they decide that certain people are right, that certain things are right and certain things are wrong. That in this way, they portray themselves as open-minded, as inclusive of diversities, whereas they portray traditionalists as exclusivist. Now, there's definitely some truth to this depiction, especially when it comes to the aggressively monotheistic religions, which differentiate between the saved and the unsaved based on affiliation to certain institution or based on some kind of doctrinaire creed which one is expected to accept. So, but they alone are not exclusivists. Sometimes even the so-called liberals can also become exclusivists. For example, consider the abortion debate. In this, the pro-choice lobby, those who say that the woman has the right to choose whether she wants to have a baby or not. So that the pro-choice lobby, what does it do? It argues that actually they say that they're empowering the women by giving them the choice whether to be pregnant or not. But in that same case, what are they doing? They are actually demarcating when the embryo comes alive, the embryo becomes a person, and they decide whether the embryo has the right to life or not. So now, and this, if this sort of demarcation has to be based on neglecting the biological reality that the embryo, right from the moment of conception, has the potentiality to be fully human, like us, like you and me, and thus is worthy of the same protection, the same right to life that we all have. Now, in such a situation, how do we deal? How is it decided when to be when the embryo gets the right to life? So it all becomes subjective. In some countries, it is said that the abortion can be done up till the 4th month. Somebody said till the 8th week. Some people say till the 6th month or whatever. So now there is no correlation between biological reality and the legislation. So it just becomes subjective, and there are some reductionists who even go to the extreme of saying that even after the child is born, if the mother feels that I do not want to take care of this child, then the mother should be given the right to actually end the child's life. Now, most of us would feel and find this unconscionable, would feel deep revulsion at the thought of ending the life of a newborn baby. But then the baby, just before birth and after birth, is still a baby. And it is not that dramatically different. That birth has only, the only dramatic difference is the baby that was invisible has now become visible. And now with sonography and other technologies, the baby even in the womb can be visible very clearly. So the point is that this is actually intolerance, where the liberals are practicing intolerance by imposing their ideology that the infant does not have life at a particular age and is not worthy of the human right of a protection unless it comes to meets a particular criteria, which is subjective. So this way of equating, they sometimes differentiate between humanity and personhood. They say, yeah, the baby is human, but it is not a person. But what criteria is there for deciding when it becomes a person? There is no absolute criteria, and that's why it goes into subjective realm. And thus, this idea that this At this stage, the baby is a person. At this stage, the baby is not a person. This has no small resemblance to the faith-based religions, to the creed-based religions, which say that these people are saved and these people are unsaved. And thus, this liberals are in their own way not inclusivist but exclusivist. They cast as unacceptable, they cast as almost untouchable those who are on the those who don't agree with their belief system. The Bhagavad Gita contrasts positively with both the faith with both the exclusivist traditional religions and the exclusivist modern or postmodern liberals by according personhood, humanity and the right to life to all living beings. The Bhagavad Gita 14.4 says that Sarva Yoni Ishu Kaunteya Murtayah Sambhavantiya Tasam Brahma Mahad Yonir Aham Bija Pradhapita. It says that Sarva Yoni Ishu Kaunteya, that all living beings Murtayah Sambhavantiya, that actually they are all living beings are meant to be are actually aham bija pratapita, that it is Krishna is giving the seed giving father of all living beings. That means all living beings come from God and all living beings are in that sense they're persons, they're parts of God, they are persons as he is a person. And there is this truly democratic inclusivist vision of all living beings as persons worthy of life, and thus it is neither conservatism nor liberalism that is truly inclusive, it is spirituality that is truly inclusive. Thank you. Hare Krishna.